إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, before we go into the further reminder, I want to remind myself and you, Alhamdulillah, we recited Qunut. So in Salat al-Fajr, there is a huge, huge, huge need for Qunut, because as we speak, they are using bulldozers to close the tunnels to Gaza. And the elected president of Egypt, Morsi, there is no trace of him, we don't know where he is. And in Homs, in Syria, they have declared cat and rat meat to be halal, because there is no food to eat. In Turkey and the border with Syria, there are 600,000 refugees in that one place alone. The South African brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and protect them and use them and give them darajat in this dunya wal akhirah. There is a delegation right now there, comprising of the Jamiat Ulama of KwaZulu-Natal, as well as Al-Imdad Foundation, which is distributing aid and so on. In that, just this morning I got an update from them about what is happening over there. It is absolutely horrific. Ajeeb, this Ummah, we are supposed to be a nation which is built on mutual understanding, on mutual empathy, on understanding each other's pain. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the Ummah is like one body. When the head pains, the whole body knows the pain. But we have on the one hand people who are dying of overeating, and on the other hand you have people who are dying of starvation in the same Ummah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So there is a lot of need for dua. And Alhamdulillah, we have been praying Qunut. We should pray Qunut. Let us make sure that in all the masajid, the minimum you can do is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dua. We are not doing anything else. There is much more. If the Sahaba were alive, they would not be sitting in their masjid at home, making dua. They would be doing many more things, and the dua that they would make would be out in the field. For various reasons, we don't do it. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that at least we can do dua. So let us do that. Let us make dua, and let us make dua, especially use these last 10 days, use the odd nights, Laylatul Qadr, time for the acceptance of duas. People who are in itikaf, they are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use that time to make dua for these people who need all the help that they can get. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them in every way, to help them through sources that they cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill their needs and give them more, and protect them, protect their izzah, protect their iman. One of the big fallouts of such calamities is that many people leave Islam because they cannot handle the tragedy. One person dies in our family and we go crazy. Here entire families are wiped out. Entire livelihood is finished. Lives are completely turned upside down. Wallahu alam, irrespective of what happens in all of these conflicts in terms of the global picture, it is more than likely that that generation which felt this, that generation is finished. They will probably never ever recover, no matter what happens. Who knows? Allah knows best. But more than likely, people who have been completely displaced and their lives have been destroyed, it is more than likely that they will never recover from that tragedy. Who is to answer for all this? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from answering. Because what is the reply? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions us, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one thing, what were you doing when this was happening? What do we say? Allah will not ask us what was happening. Allah knows what is happening. Allah will not ask us what is happening. Allah will say, what did you do when this was happening? What did you do when this happened? What will we say? We want to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the Day of Judgment, and we want him to recognize us. But if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks this question, And he recognizes us, he asks this question. He said, what did you do when this was happening to my Ummah? Yeah, what is the answer? What are we going to say? Wallah alam, this is a, it is one of the, this is one of the signs of Iman, that we feel the pain of our brothers and sisters. You know, this is, alhamdulillah, this is a something which is peculiar to this Ummah. This is one day somebody asked me this question. They said, I was in the UK and somebody asked me this question. They said, why is a youngster who is British and he was born in this country, his parents were born in this country, his grandparents were born in this country, he never traveled anywhere outside, he grew up in this school system and everything else, why is he bothered about what is happening in Afghanistan? He does not. He probably can't even find Afghanistan on a map if you show him. Why is he bothered? How does it affect him? Why is he bothered? And I said to him that to understand that you have to be a Muslim. There is no answer to this. To understand why somebody in Afghanistan, somebody in South Africa, what does the South African, what do South Africans have in common with the Syrians or in common with the Egyptians or Palestinians or whoever? I mean, where is South Africa? Where is Palestine? But alhamdulillah, this is the sign that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still there. We may be weak, we may be in tatters, but we are there, alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah to keep us like that. Because this is a sign of being an Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we feel the pain. Whether we can do anything or not, we feel the pain. And whatever we try to do, we do. And this is a sign of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we feel the pain. And this is peculiar to this Ummah. There is nobody else who is concerned in this particular way, on this basis. Because this kind of this global brotherhood of faith, which is the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is peculiar only to this Ummah. And alhamdulillah for that. That's why I think today's further reminder is enough for this to, for us to focus on the importance of making dua. Make a lot of dua. And not because one day this can happen to us. Who cares? Whether it happens, cannot happen. I'm not talking about, I'm saying make dua for the people to whom it is happening today. Not because of some self-interest. You know, maybe one day it can happen to me. May Allah protect all of us. May it never happen to anybody. But I'm saying that the fact that it is happening to somebody, let us make a lot of dua. And of course, whatever way in which you can send aid and so on and so forth. By all means do that, but make a lot of dua for these people. Wallahi, these people deserve it. And they deserve it more than anybody else in this world today. As we are sitting here, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the oppressors from over their heads. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them from sources that they cannot imagine, with forces they cannot see. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them like He used to help the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to help them not because of who they are, but because of who He is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help them not because of their amal, but because of who they call when they are in trouble. And if they call Him, then it is for Him to answer them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer them, to help them in every way possible and in ways that we cannot even imagine. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.